Reminds me of a story I read about in the early days of colonization of America, but I think it's back in the 1500s. This party, I can't remember which one it was, but they were exploring the Indians or Native Americans, and they went back home, and this guy got abandoned. I guess he went for a walk, and they took off without him, and so he had to fend for his own. He was the only white guy amongst all these Native Indians, and he was kind of worried that, you know, they would maybe kill him or something. But anyway, when they come across him, they thought he was maybe a god or something. So they brought people to him to heal, and he didn't know how to heal or anything, so he figured, well, I better do something or else they might kill me. So he would do some hocus pocus, and these people got healed. And he says it was just amazing. And so he became the healer, and they brought him people to heal, and he was known far and wide among the Indians as the great shaman. And he didn't have a clue as to where the power came from or anything. Just the fact that these people, because he was such a novelty, they thought he was like a god. So it gave them tremendous faith in him. So faith has a tremendous, tremendous power. So you can imagine if you were with a person with power, the power that Jesus had, and demonstrated it. Say like raising Lazarus from the dead, or curing leprosy, which was a tremendous miracle right there. If you actually watched that and saw it happen, that would work to greatly increase your belief system, greatly alter it. With us in normal living that we do in this world, where we don't see things like that happen every day, I've seen some pretty amazing things, but then these what you call miracles doesn't seem to be very consistent. Sometimes you would really like to be able to heal somebody you love, and you just can't do it. It's not their time. Or maybe they don't have faith or whatever, and then other times miracles can happen. So anyway, just visualize yourself back then. If you actually watched him raise Lazarus from the dead, he was dead for about 3.5 days. Okay, and they had to roll away the stone, and he probably smelled, you know. And so people probably thought, matter of fact, they came to Jesus and says, well, you should have come earlier, Jesus. If you come earlier, you could have probably saved him. The people there just didn't think it was possible. And yet when they saw it, you can imagine what it did to their minds. Now, it must have affected Peter quite a bit, because he performed some pretty fantastic miracles. And the fact that they brought people, the sick, out and placed it in his way, so when his shadow passed over, they were healed. And that was pretty amazing when you think of it. Peter encounters another guy that was crippled, and he was begging for money, and Peter says, gold and silver I have none, but in the name of Jesus Christ I command you to walk. And the guy leaped up, and he was immediately healed. He did some, not only him, but I'm sure the others did a lot of amazing miracles. And when they were reinforced and saw some of the apostles saw the others do something really great, then they probably thought, well, I can do this too. And so it reinforced them. So just the power of faith alone is creates a tremendous benefit. Just faith. Even if there's no molecule, but just a very powerful belief is a very powerful thing. And I've told you the story before, but when I was 16, a classmate of mine got multiple sclerosis, and it's a girl about, she was in a 1 year younger class than me, she was probably 15, and I felt, we all felt really bad for her. Her prognosis wasn't good, and I was walking home from school, and she lived in a house that was on my way home from school. And as I was walking by her house, I saw her out on the lawn with crutches, just struggling to move. And I felt really bad for her. And I was just starting to read the Book of Mormon at that time, and I was impressed by the miracles that was in that book. And I looked at her and I thought, what would prevent me from just being like one of the prophets in the Book of Mormon and commanding her in the name of Jesus Christ to be healed? What would prevent me from doing that? And I thought, what would prevent me? And then I thought, well, in the church, you're told that you're given the priesthood at somewhere between 19 to 21 years of age, and once you're given the Melchizedek priesthood, then you can heal. But you're not supposed to perform healing ordinances until you get this priesthood. And I thought, I'm just a priest in the Aaronic priesthood, so that doesn't give you power to heal. So, but then I thought, but that's not what the scripture says. It says, whatever you ask in the name of Jesus Christ, it will be given. And so I thought, what's preventing me from doing that? And then I kept going back and forth, well, maybe it would be wrong. because I'm not authorized. I don't have the right authority. And so I went back and forth, and then I settled on the fact that I thought, well, but the scripture says, whatsoever you ask in the name of Jesus Christ will be done. So I said, I'm going with that. And so I reached forth my hand, and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed. And she had her back to me, so she didn't see me doing this. And when I said that, I felt a tremendous bolt of energy going through me, and it scared the daylights out of me because I thought God was striking me dead. I thought that I had really screwed up because I was not a Melchizedek priesthood holder and I shouldn't be doing this. That's what I thought, because it was so much power going through me. And it scared the daylights out of me, and I ran home as fast as I could, laid on my bed, and repented. And then I thought, boy, I better not do that again. I'm glad I'm still alive.
And did you ever talk to the girl, or were you?
Well, then
jumping up and down the next day.
Yeah, 2 days later at school, there she was, with no crutches, and looked completely healthy. And I approached her and I says, what happened? I thought you had MS. She says, well, I did, but the doctor says I'm in remission. So I thought, oh, great. Well, maybe that power was a benevolent power. Maybe I wasn't being struck dead. The funny part is, through high school, her health was fine. And then after we graduated, I never saw her for 20 or 30 years. And then Artie and I were eating breakfast at a place in Boise. And a lady comes up to me and says, are you Joe Dewey? I says, yeah. She says, "I'm Donna Ashley," which was the name of the gal. And I says, "Oh, great to meet you." And I says, "Did that MS ever come back?" She says, "No, never did. Matter of fact, I outlived my husband." But anyway, so anyway, I repeat that story to emphasize that just the power of faith alone, without any priesthood, without it being ordained to anything, without the presence of a master to guide us or anything like that, if you just have a powerful faith that something will happen, then you can have miracles just with that alone. But if we have a connection between heaven and earth, then the spiritual flow will be so much easier. And that was an exceptional thing for me, because I had other people I wanted to heal other times, and I wasn't able to. So it's, I think that was given to me to teach me to not rely on outer authority, because that was what was going through my mind. Do I need the outer approval of the church to be able to do this, or can I just do it on my own? You know, and I went with just going by on my own connection to God. And I think that miracle was able, was shown to me to teach me to not rely on the beast of unproven authority. And that was very important. But other people I wanted to heal also, I've received strong messages that no, it's not the person's time. Because when we have illnesses that come to us, they're given to us to teach us lessons. And if the person hasn't learned his lesson yet, then healing him will be actually do more harm than good, because he has to learn the lesson that the pain is trying to teach. And Rain here, she's been working on her lesson for some time. You about got your lesson learned?
Yeah.
Revealing is the first part of healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's enduring to the end.
She is. Well, you got to give her credit for all that she's been through. She's plugging in there.
Showing
love. That's what you have to do.